This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. El Perro del Mar, the Dog of the Sea, is the unexpected and unexpectedly Spanish name for the work of the Swedish singer and songwriter Sara Osbrings. But doing the unexpected has become the norm for her over the past 10 years or so. She started as a kind of bedroom pop artist, but has evolved continuously over the course of 5 albums. Her latest record, Kokoro, comes out on September 16th, and it is full of echoes of Asian and African musical traditions. El Perro del Mar is here to give us a taste of what's to come with a live set of songs beginning with Ding Sum. It's El Perro del Mar live on Soundcheck.
We'll be right back.
song is called Ding Sum, and it's from the forthcoming record Kokoro by El Perro del Mar, the work of the Swedish singer and keyboardist Sarah Ospring, with Jakob Haga playing two layers of keyboards here in our studio, and Matthias Bergqvist behind our drum kit and hitting the drum pads and doing some backing vocals. So everybody, Sarah, is doing a lot of things to get that big sound from a relatively small group of people.
Yeah.
First of all, it's great to see you. It's been 9 years since you were last on Soundcheck.
I know. It's so good to be back.
Now, that song, Ding Sum, kind of aims squarely at Western consumerism, capitalism. Is that a theme that recurs in your more recent work?
Yeah, definitely. It's been on my mind for a long time, actually. So I felt like I wanted to direct my lyrics towards that. Mm-hmm. And I thought a lot about how I would do it. And this is what I ended up with.
Well, what you ended up with there is a song that, you know, has a very pentatonic kind of keyboard melody behind
yes.
you. And that gets us into the world of Asian music.
Yes.
And there are little samples of kotos and guzhengs and all these Asian instruments all through this record.
Yes.
So have you been listening to a lot of that music?
Only, I would say.
Only?
You know, for the last, 2-3 years, I'd say. I got more or less obsessed with Japanese pop and Chinese pop, especially from the 60s, 50s, 60s. It started there.
And is that where the name Kokoro comes from? Is that a Japanese name?
Exactly. It's a Japanese word.
Uh-huh. What does it mean?
It means heart.
Heart?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. Are you a fan of Kate Bush?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, you know, it reminds me a little of when she started reaching out to Bulgarian music, Georgian music, Australian Aboriginal sounds, those sorts of things, and weaving those in.
Yeah.
You seem to be, you know, working in a kind of a similar path.
Yeah, yeah. I was so much into all of those stuff that she was doing when I was younger, especially when she got involved with the Bulgarian choir. I'm just crazy about exploring different kind of music, and it's so important for my own music to do that.
So how do you bring that into the record? I mean, did you actually have someone come in and play the guzheng, this Chinese cither, or did you sample it? How does that work?
Kind of both. I started composing on simple MIDI instruments that were like the MIDI guzheng and stuff like that. And then we recorded.
So that's a thing now? There's a MIDI guzheng?
Yes, yes. And also I kind of thought, definitely you can find software programs with, you know, whatever instrument you're after.
Okay.
And, you know, I love that. It's a good way to work. But then me and Jacob, who produced the album with me, we recorded together with a guy called Andreas Söderström, who is a Swedish multi-instrumentalist kind of, who collects different instruments from all over the world. And he just happened to have kind of all of the instrument that we had used. So we recorded the guzheng and shakuhachi flute and all other kinds of instruments that appear on the album.
So you're able to get that kind of organic sound that you can never really get from a MIDI or a sampler.
No.
Nice. So Kokoro is the name of the record. It comes out on September 16th. But the last record was now 4 years ago, right? And in the intervening years, you've become a mom.
Yeah.
Which, that'll change your worldview pretty quickly.
Definitely.
So is that when you started looking eastward and maybe looking again westward and seeing some of the things you talk about in the songs?
Definitely. It wasn't a complete eye-opener in many senses, both looking at myself and who I am, but very much an eye-opener, looking at the world around me. And like I guess it is for a lot of people, when you have a child, you realize that this is the world, and who am I bringing up in this world, and what is my part in the world and everything. For me, it was a major, major revolution, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretty early realized that this is going to do stuff to my music as well.
Mm.
So...
Well, I mean, as I mentioned in the introduction, we have seen a sort of progression in your music. I mean, no two of your records sound exactly the same. But
I mean, there's clearly one sort of voice behind them.
Yeah.
So Kokoro is the name of the forthcoming album, and you're going to do the title track for us.
Yes.
Now. Almost goes without saying, these are all in English.
Yeah.
So, how, you know, writing in English seems to be second nature to many Swedish musicians.
Yeah. To me, I've recently started thinking about what it would be like writing in Swedish, but it's, I still cannot really get my, you know, head around doing that, because it's not my musical language, really. Yeah. It doesn't really feel right. When I write poetry, I always write in Swedish, though. So the method and the decision is always, you know, unconscious, and I don't really have to think about it. You know, it's always English.
All right, with a Japanese title in this
case.
With
a Japanese title.
All right, let's hear the title track from El Perro del Mar's forthcoming record called Kokoro. The band is here playing for us in our soundcheck studio today. They will be back in New York in November when they start touring around behind the record. The album's called Kokoro, and that is also the name of this song. Thank you. That is the title track from the next album from El Perro del Mar, the Swedish singer and songwriter and keyboardist Sara Aspring, with Jakob Haga on keyboards and Mattias Bergqvist on both acoustic and electronic drums and backing vocals. The song Kokoro, the album of that name, comes out on September 16th. And Sara, this album is coming out in all the usual formats.
Yeah.
And in an unusual format.
Yes.
Cassette.
I know.
Are we really doing that again?
Yes, we are. I've dreamt of doing this for so long, and I'm so glad that this actual album is coming out in cassette. It seems, you know, so appropriate for this album very much, and it's kind of like anti-consumer theme in some way.
And also, you know, I think of cassettes, the age of the cassettes is like the 1980s.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a certain, like, with all the electronic keyboard sounds, there's a kind of a look back to some of that music there as well.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So I know I must have asked you this 9 years ago when you were last here, but I don't remember the answer, so I'll ask the question again. El Perro del Mar, the sea dog, does that mean something in Sweden or to you, that phrase?
The sea dog, just, or you mean?
Yeah.
It's for me, it's just the name of all of the possibilities that I have of making music. That's, you know, that's what it means. But apart from that, it's, you know, it's my own, you know, coined name.
All right.
You know.
I just couldn't remember if there was, like, if it was some kind of slang term for something. Or
no, it's not.
Okay.
I've heard somewhere that there is a name. It is a name of a certain animal that I cannot really recollect.
Really?
At the moment. Yeah, it's some kind of animal. Sea lion, kind of, maybe? I don't know.
Certainly heard of sea lion and never heard
but
of a sea dog.
Like a, no, yeah. No, but I think in Spanish it might be actually that I've found out later, you know.
Later, without knowing.
That, yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Now, we've talked about sort of the Eastern, the Asian musical imagery in the record, the kind of consumerism, capitalism messages in some of the music, but there's another theme that I've noticed, at least in the titles, some of the titles. You have Nougat Mind, Ding Sum, the piece you played before.
Yes.
Queen Amon,
this
beautiful Breton pastry.
Yes.
Food.
Yes.
Are you hungry all the time, Sara?
Well, yeah.
Is that what's going on here?
Well, one of my absolute first ideas was to name every song after something eatable, you know. But a lot of them I decided to stick with. But I think it goes along with where the core idea of everything, the whole kind of consumer, the ongoing bombardment of wanting a person or us in society every day to consume. It kind of comes from that of being constantly hungry or feeling like you're constantly filling a void. So it absolutely comes from that.
Yeah. So the idea that you create a hunger in the consumer and then you create the thing to fill that hunger.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Although I guess these two kind of themes come together most eloquently in the song Bread and Butter, which really sort of gets to the most essential stuff,
doesn't
it? And here, too, the song is built around the sounds of the Japanese koto, the zither.
Yes,
which you are playing from this weird little white keyboard thing.
Yes, I am. This little Japanese electronic koto keyboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something from the 80s itself.
Yeah,
right?
I got hold of it. It's a rare synthesizer that I read about, and I happened to find it on eBay, and I just like grabbed it immediately.
All right.
Yeah.
So you were hungry for it, and there
hungry.
It was. And now you have consumed it.
Yes, exactly.
You want to play the song for us?
I would love to.
All right. It's called Bread and Butter. There's a neat video for this song, by the way, which you can find online. And again, coming out on September 16th is the full album called Kokoro by El Perro del Mar. This song is called Bread and Butter. It's another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. El Perro del Mar, live on Soundcheck with the song called Bread and Butter, which is one of the killer tracks from the album called Kokoro, out on September 16th, and Sarah Osbring and friends playing for us live here in the Soundcheck studio. And that idea, Sarah, that, you know, they're trying to feed you a daydream when you really need something real.
Yes.
You know, bread and butter.
Yes.
I mean, that kind of sums up in a nutshell the ideas behind this record, it seems.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, this song has been remixed already, right?
Yeah.
What is that like? You know, you had a very specific idea of what this song should sound like,
yeah,
and then it comes back and it's completely different.
I like it.
Yeah?
I think it's a perfect thing, actually. It's an interpretation, and it's someone putting their own print on your piece.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a beautiful concept when it's good. I mean, a remix can also feel very abundant when it's not good.
Yeah.
You know, why is this needed, really? But with the Dovshi, another Swedish artist that I really like, made this remix of Bread and Butter, and I really, really, really like it.
Yeah. Have you ever done a remix yourself?
Yeah, I have. It's a tricky thing. You realize that when you get involved with it,
yeah,
because you really feel like you ask yourself, Why is this necessary? You know, mm-hmm. you have to ask yourself that question, you know, and you have to make that certain imprint yourself, yeah. you know.
Well, so the album Kokoro is out on September 16th, and then you and the band will be back in November?
Yes, that's right.
And I hope it's not another 9 years before we have you back here in the Soundcheck studio.
Likewise.
This has been great fun.
Thank you.
That does it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but there's much more on our website, our weekly music roundup, our daily gig alerts, and of course, our Soundcheck podcasts, bringing you live music and videos and lots more. That's at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.